Good morning. I am B.K. Kathane, acting as a senior lecturer at Institute of Fire and Safety Engineering Management under the YCMOU Study Center 44228 at Nagpur. Today I am delivering the lecture on fire service organization and administration included in the certificate in the fire safety and safety engineering management course code, that is C97 CFM 101. The fire service organization and administration is the first book in the certificate program in the fire safety engineering management. Subject of this book is classified under the basic fire service management and administration principles, which intend to teach the student about the structure of fire service organizations and its operational procedures. It also covers the main aim, objectives, importance of the fire service organization to achieve the goal. There are 6 units in this book, that is discipline, leadership, T-type diagram of the fire service organization, fire service training program, plan ready, and special service call. So, first unit will see that one, that is a discipline. We'll see first meaning of discipline. What is the meaning of discipline in the fire services? Discipline in all any organized emergency services means a well-regulated behavior by every member of the fire services in their efforts to achieve a well-set goal. General definition of discipline would be cooperation of individual in the interest of the teamwork. Now, next topic, that is, we'll see the importance of the discipline. Importance of discipline in the fire service, which has to deal with an emergent situation involving the risk of life and where the body of men have to work and act together under the command of leader, is acknowledged all over the world. Every member of the service, therefore, has to be well disciplined and must act without hesitation on order of their superiors. The leader must himself be a good disciplinarian and perfectly disciplined if he should expect that the staff under him should work as closely knit team, obey the orders implicitly and loyal to him. Now, next topic, that is how discipline is produced. Discipline is not an instinct which comes naturally to the body of man. It has to be produced and maintained under the routine conditions in order that it may operate naturally in the times of the danger and stress. The first step towards the teaching discipline is squad drill. Squad drill is not solely taught, as means whereby men are marched from one place to another. It has a very definite value in teaching unquestioning and instant obedience. Discipline cannot be standardized. Different types of disciplines are required to be evolved for the different types of the services. Now, next topic, that is general rules for and principles of discipline in the fire services. If one expects that his order should be obeyed, then one must strictly obey the order given to him. The principle should be, if you cannot obey, you cannot obey. Never tell man to do anything that you are not prepared to do yourself. Treat others as you would like to be treated yourself. These principles should be applied as nearly as once possibility as would follow. It is necessary for good disciplinarian to be absolutely straight and most impartial. He must have a clean tongue and his order must be based on some principles. He must possess a sense of humor and look after the welfare and comfort of his people, and also be considerate of their feelings.
He must not lose his temper with the subordinate and must not be afraid of them, and must not nag at men and give the irregular punishments. He must like his men, but must not hobnob or fraternize with them. It has got very vast meaning. Nowadays, lot of incident take place due to the not keeping the proper distance, and this distance is maintained as per the relation, just as a distance is maintained between the, just like your superiors and subordinates, parents, children, brother and sister, between the friends and neighbors, and proper distance is, if proper distance is not maintained, that accident has to take place. That means he must have clean tongue, and his order must be based on principle. He must possess a sense of humor and look after the welfare and comforts of the people, and also a considerate of feelings. He must not lose his temper with the subordinate and must not be afraid of them. He must not nag at men and give irregular punishments. Must like his men, but not hobnob and fraternize with them. He must not borrow the money from the subordinate and must not reprimand and met in the bearing of the subordinate or members, so that public as also men. He must not show off to his superiors, and also must not walk about if he were the superior or being God. Next topic, we'll see that one. That is the methods of endowment and maintaining of discipline. Discipline in uniform services is enforced and managed by the conducting the regularly some drills and parades in some routine manners, which keep the members of the fire service physically fit and mentally alert. Besides, there are the rules and regulations and manual, etc., for the proper function of the organization and ensuring the management and enforcement of discipline. That is, conduct of rules, standing orders, office orders, verbal orders, department manual, punishment and rewards, and moral. Now, this unit is over. Now, I am going to switch on the next unit, that is the leadership. Good leadership is always essential for efficient management. Leadership is a term, lead, donates, that quality in a person which enables him to exercise the influence on others in such a manner as to inculcate in them the desire to act on their own as he would wish, and thus allow him as their executor towards achieving the common goal or objective. Napoleon once said that best general is one who makes the least number of the mistakes, and so also able leadership is one that commits the least wrongs and therefore is always key to success. Good organization needs a good leader. It is a leader who is interested in the process by which cherished goal or objective is achieved to the best advantage of the group of the people who are involved in the organization. There are the tools of the leader through which he executes and process which finally terminates and in achieving the common goal. That is, persuasion by the reasoning, exhortation, publicity, affectionate devotion. To make the best use of these tools, it is desirable to have long-range planning, proper allotment of duties to the subordinate, proper clarification of duties, delegation of powers, inspiration for coordination of tasks within the department and with other departments. Now, we will see what are the qualities leaders should have. The confidence upon the leadership once created has to be maintained at very high pitch throughout. The leader is therefore said to stand as an example by himself by cultivating the qualities. That is sobriety, courage, cleanliness, promptitude, loyalty, civility, straightforwardness, punctuality, judiciousness, and sympathy to the reasonable grievances of his subordinate. Next topic, that is the aspect of the welfare and discipline in connection with the leadership. An important phase of and in program looking towards the establishment of the good working condition is development of the facilities for safeguarding and promoting the welfare of the employees. So, by this one, this unit is over. Now, I am switching off the third unit, that is a tree diagram of the service organization. The fire service in any country is considered to be a fourth line of defense, the other three being their wings of defense forces. Importance of the fire service has not only been established during the time of war, but also in the normal peace time. And it grows in the proportion to the increase of the area of the habitation and development of the industries and the increase of the population. The main important duty of the fire service is to save the life and property of the people from the fire and to minimize its effects. Every member of the fire service should have his first concern from the day he joins the service, and state government or local authority should also provide the service with necessary equipment, appliances, and trained staff for these purposes. In addition to this, members of the service may be required to effect a rescue from the sewers, wells, lifts, or from the mechanics, machineries, as well as sometimes from the rivers. In short, in any difficult or trying cases, the fire service of people are generally called to assist the police or local authority by the virtue of their training and ability to handle and operate and use the special equipment suited to carry out such rescue. Apart from this, according to the order in force in any particular area, the member of the service may also require to do the work for pumping out water from the waterlogged areas, tanks, ditches, standby duties at exhibitions or fairs, pandals erected temporarily for the celebrating any puja or otherwise where there will be large congregations of men, repairing fire hose for the private parties, for destroying the film, explosives and such other hazardous goods when necessary, assisting the police in rescuing the people from the riot affected areas. But the main duty of the fire brigade, to repeat, is to rescue the life and to extinguish the fire with minimum loss of or damage both to the life and property of the people. Now, next topic, that is characteristics of the organization. Main characteristics of the organization constitute it is a group of individuals which may be large or small. The group in the organization works under the direction of the executive. It is the machine or mechanism of the management. It has some directing authority or center of power which controls the concerned efforts of the group. The division of labor, powers, and responsibility are deliberately planned. It refers to structure of duties and responsibilities. It is established for the accomplishment of the common objectives. It is a functional concept. Now, next topic, that is wing of the fire service organization. There are four wings in the fire services, that is executive wing, communication wing, ministerial wing, maintenance wing. Of all the four wings, executive wing is perhaps the most important, as the duties and responsibilities attached to this wing are primarily to fulfill the function of the protection of life and property from the fire and other accident. An efficient organization will have the following command and responsibility, that is chief fire officer or director of fire services, deputy chief or deputy director or regional fire officer, divisional fire officer, assistant divisional fire officer, station officer and sub officer. Then we'll see the communication wing. Communication, this wing has mainly to look after and maintain all communication channels such as a telephone, fire, alarms, wireless, physical movement of the dispatch riders to have the effective contact between the fire ground and other incident and fire station or fire control rooms. It next is that is ministerial. This wing is engaged purely in office administration of the service and has no connection with whatsoever with this active operational and prevention work of the services. The staff working in this wing has a normal office duties as any other office. That is maintenance wing. Duties and responsibility under this wing relate to the maintenance and repeat and repairs all fire service equipment, appliances and apertures such as overhaul and repairs to the fire engines, pumps, ladders or repairs adjustment and maintenance of all large and small pieces of the service equipment. Now, we will see the operational jurisdictions and their responsibility. We will start from the descending order, that is sub-fire officer. He will be in charge of one fire unit or in charge of one fire station or second in command to the station officers or equivalent staff duties. Station officer to be in charge of 2 to 3 units or in charge of at least one fire station or equivalent staff duties. Assistant divisional fire officer to be in charge of 4 to 6 fire units or in charge of 2 to 3 fire station or second in command to divisional fire or equivalent to staff duties. Divisional fire officer, he will be in charge of division comprising of 2 to 8 fire station depending on amount of risk covered in this division or equivalent staff duties such as chief fire protection officer or officer IC communication or chief engineer of workshop, etc. Deputy chief or deputy director or regional fire officer. He will be in command of at least 2 divisions or second in command to the head of fire services. Next, that is the last, chief fire officer or director of fire services. He will be in overall command of the service with 2 or more regions. With this one, this unit is over. Now I am switching on next unit, that is a fire service training program. Sound training imparts not only the way of doing but also the way of thinking, so that trained men concentrate with the situation, act wisely and quickly. As such, today training programs are considered as economic investment. Training plays an important role in human resources development. It is necessary, useful and productive for all categories of the workers and supervisory staff. Training is important as it gives the various benefits to the employees and workers, employers. Basic purpose of the training is to develop the skill and efficiency. Every organization has to introduce systematic training program for its employee. Trained persons are likely valuable asset of organization. They are responsible for the progress and stability of an organization. Expenditure on the training is profitable investment. Training is important as it constitutes the vital part of the managerial control. Training is integral part of organizational learning process through which the enterprise develops its capacity to understand its own behavior. Now, next topic, we'll see that is the purpose of the training, any benefits of the training to the employer. That is quick learning, higher output procedures, standardization of procedures, less supervision, economical operation, higher moral, preparation of the future managers, better management. Benefits of the training to the employee. Confidence in the mind of worker or employee. Acquisition of new skill. Promotions. Higher incentive or earning. Increased safety. Training programs in different cadres. On basis of purposes, several types of the training programs are offered to the employees. As it is that induction training, job training, refresher training or training for the promotions. Objective, next topic, that is objective and advantage of the training. Training is the act of increasing the knowledge and skill of an employee for doing the particular job and constitute an important aspect in well-organized fire services. The object and advantage of trainings are it helps each individual to reach his maximum potential. It enables individual to develop the skill and methods of moving which will enable him to do his job effectively. It builds employees' confidence in the organization, develops loyalty, raises morale, and increases team view. It broadens the knowledge of the employees in all the phases of the organizational functions. It makes an employee self-reliant and independent and capacity in him to take the discipline and judgment. It prepares the employees for the lateral transfer, upgrading or promotion within the organization. It reduces the learning time. It results in higher productivity, lower cost and lower employees turnover. It makes possible for the supervisor to spend less time in correcting the mistake and to improve the time in planning. It increases and remains to the employee in the personal rewards. More pay recognition and other benefit which the employee want from the job. It increases the quality and quantity of output by the improving the skill. This chapter is over. This unit is over. Now I am going to switch on next unit, that is a plant reading. Knowledge of plant reading is an indispensable qualification for the fire service inspector and engineers. The plant may be one for individual holding or for collective holdings. For protection fire officers or engineers usually record the date they secure very accurately in order that information they have gathered may easily be interpreted by other and convicted into the plans as a permanent record valuable from fire prevention and salvage point of view. Symbols used in plans may be subjected to revision, modification or alteration on reports of field survey, preparation of the accurate plan of individual, private or private holdings. Properties is an aid to the fire protection officers or field engineers in the sense that it provides them with definite from the physical structure and measurements, occupancy and consideration of the inherent vulnerability of the property as a whole to destruction by the fire. Plans are further useful to the fire protection officers or field engineers in that these help them lot in the discussion with the property owner and or manager while convincing them in the visualizing the needs for the precautionary measure. Example, that construction of the fire wall to the limit the fire is spread. Installation of fire door at specific location, removal of hazardous exposure and many other features likely to appear to layman from the property executed plan. The requirement of standard R to provide the set of symbols of use to field workers or surveyors by whom the symbols can be used in the place of long hand notes. The draftsman who may use the symbol in place of the elaborate pictorial portrayal or written descriptions of the item involved. The reader who will wish to read the information given with the minimum difficulty. In the preparation of the standard symbol, attention has been paid to adherence to the existence, practices and utilize the accepted symbol allied with British standard. The fire grading of building to specify the standard of the performance rather than to specify the material and categorize of the fire behavior. Now next topic, that is symbols. Symbols are drawn for the fire protection symbol in that fix firefighting equipment, that is internal, fix firefighting equipment external, portable extinguisher, fix fire detection equipment automatic, fire warning system manual, fire warning system electrical or manually operated, fire warning system internal telephone, fire warning system public address system, emergency lighting system, service main control. Now this chapter is over. Now I am going to switch on the next unit, that is a special service call. In primary function of the fire man is to save the life. In many cases, this will be his first duty on arrival at an incident, and it will take all his skill, confidence, speed and tenacity. He may have to maneuver and pitch the ladder at a speed in a most congested and difficult and hazardous conditions. Do not breathe in apertures and search smoke-filled premises. Find and remove the people who are unconscious, disabled or injured. Calm and reassure the hysterical, overexcited or nervous. He must decide how to affect the rescue and finally he must carry it out. He may be working in the darkness or thick smoke. He may have no assistance. Often he will be faced with the complex and exacting the situation within the 2 or 3 minutes of the turning out from the rest or some routine job at the station. His response must be immediate and there will be a little time for the adjustment. Firemen must therefore be trained not only in basis of principle but also in more advanced maneuvers so that he will have some experience of the sorts of the hazards and environment he will find on the ground, fire ground. He must be able to calculate and react almost automatically. He must be capable of using his initiative, ingenuity, experience and equipment in the best possible way. The well-trained fireman should have full confidence in his own ability to rescue the people and should be able to inspire the same confidence in them. This is itself heightens the chances of the success. Next topic, that is rescue by the ordinary means. Many rescues are accomplished simply by the firefighters teaching those who are awaiting help, assuring and comforting them and then perhaps leading them to the safety or helping them to adapt a certain course of action for their safety and escape. Next, that is rescue from the buildings. This point to be remembered during the rescue from the buildings are that is the presence of the firefighters having the reassuring effect. The best course for the firefighter would be to remain with them until the smoke is clear of the staircase or the fire extinguished and then leading them to the satisfied by way they might have forgotten. Next, it is the principle of room searching for the rescue work. Room searching should always be done in pairs and starting from top of the building, the following points should be remembered while searching. The closed door and window behind you to prevent ingress of air. Crawling is the best method for the moving inside the room. Search every place including the bed, cupboards and all other articles of the furniture. Cross the room diagonally to make the sure that no one lying in the center. While moving, the free hand should be raised, light clenched with the back uppermost to feel for the obstruction, especially electric wire. Next, that is a means of emergency escape. Method of dropping from the height by reducing the same. Sometimes people rescue themselves from the window or from door to the another by simply reducing the length of the drop as much possible by the first lowering the body to the full extent of the arm. Fireman's crawl. Removal by the dragging on floor, down by the stair. A good way is to turn him on his back, tie his wrist together with handkerchief or piece of cloth if rescuer head is thus placed through the loop formed by the tight hand. It will be easy to crawl on hand and keep knees dragging and rescue the person at same time. Tears should be negotiated by the lying the rescue person on his back with his head pointing downwards, holding the armpit and allowing him to slide gently. The fireman's lift. Training and practice will enable an able-bodied man to lift an unconscious man on his shoulder and remove them. Jumping on jumping sheet and jumping cushions. Unusual emergency escape technique is use that jumping sheet. Jumping sheets may be square or circular. It made of strong canvas. Hand brackets are provided on the periphery so that it can be held tight. Trapped person could jump from the considerable height and could be saved. This is a quite fast and sure for relatively short height jumping cushion could be used in place of jumping sheet. Using a bed sheet and clothing for the escape. Bed sheet and clothing can be tied together by means of reel knot and may be used as means of escaping. Problem of rescue in high-rise building and how to proceed with such rescue. All story is provided with the telephone directory connected to the security services and or the control room for the technical installations. The task of the security squad in case of fire consists not only fighting the initial fire until the arrival of the fire brigade, but primarily supervising the evacuation of the occupant in the way that to avoid the panic. If the location of the high-rise building permits, the roof should be constructed as a helicopter pad to rescue the people from here and emergency. There should be a note structure on the roof which could hamper a helicopter approach. Regular evacuation drill are to be conducted to the refuse where they provided at the intermediate level. Now, next topic, that is rescue by the service appliances and equipment. The safest method of rescue is to bring the person down by the fire service equipment. No hard and fast rules can be laid down and regards rescue the work. Every job will be found to have individual features and experience and training will alone be able enable the fireman to decide as to the best method or combination of methods to be adopted. Rescue by the ladders. That is a wheel escape, extension ladder, that hook ladder, turntable ladder, scaling ladder, hydraulic platform. Now we'll see this rescue by the ladders. Ladders rescue falls under the two categories, those which are a ladder used solely as a means of across the building and the rescue itself being carried out by the other means of those which ladder is mainly used for the carrying down man or for assisting him to come down. Wheel escape. This is a principal rescue appliances of fire services, but it demands regular practice on the part of those who are to use it. It reaches to the height of the 15 meters. Extension ladder. In case where the escape ladder cannot be pitched because of the obstruction or difficulties of the place, this ladder may be used for the same purposes as the wheel escape. Only thing is that its height is limited to a 12.5 meters to 15 meters. Hook ladder. It is not normally used for the rescue purposes, but sight of the fireman climbing the building towards the trapped persons is always reassuring and prevent them from jumping. A man climbing hook ladder should carry a line with him for rescuing others as well as for his own safety. Turntable ladder. This ladder is of much value whenever the large-scale rescue job is to be done. It can also be pitched to height beyond the reach of the escape and can be adjusted at various angles and height. It can also be used as a water tower. Scaling ladder. Scanning letters are not normally used for a rescue purposes, but being a small can be used inside a building when five or such ladders are joined together. It can reach height of 10 meters. This can be used for making the bridge as well as for the improvised stretcher. Hydraulic platform. The hydraulic platform is coming under the trade name snorkel. It consists essentially of two arms or boom hinged together. The boom of the lower arm is mounted on the turntable, while the cage is mounted at the top of the upper arm, which can be used for the rescuing the trapped persons. Snorkel can be operated from the base as well as from the page. The maximum height gained by these appliances is 30 to 45 meters at present. Next topic, that is rescue by the lines. Sometimes persons are rescued by means of chair knot, bow line. On this site, in case of child, he can be placed inside the sack, which is to be tied by means of line and lowered. That is using running eye. And second one is using ceilings. Third is using chair knot. Fourth, that is using the bowline on the bite. Now, self rescue by the lines. Using a hook ladder, belt and line. Descending a rope hand over hand. Using automatic escape. Rescue of injured person by the stretcher. Using horizontal stretcher. Using a scaling ladder, that is improvised stretcher. Using the vertical stretcher, that is Neil Robertson stretcher. Now we'll see the rescue from the sewers. Fire service is sometimes called to rescue the person who are being trapped or overcome in the sewer. This kind of occurrence is due to presence of what is called sewer gas, which is mostly a mixture of methane and saturated hydrogen. Both gases are inflammable and will explode when mixed with correct proportion of the air. Other gases are carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and heavy carburized hydrogen. General principle of rescue are, that is, essence of sewer rescue is speed, to get a victim out quickly and get resignations and apertures to work immediately. This type of rescue should never be attempted without breathing aperture set, an ambulance and resuscitation set, which should also be ordered. Iron ladder, which is fitted inside the manhole to reach the bottom, is to be found out. Man is normally left above the ground to keep the touch in touch with the man below. This man is known as a surface man, who is to be contacted to locate the exact spot. Two men should go down wearing a breathing aperture set and always work in pairs. Each should also carry a spare oxygen cylinder. Third man should go down the shaft and remains at its foot, while the fourth man remains above the ground so that contact may be maintained between the rescuers and the surface at all times. Manhole covers on other side of the entry point should be removed for the offloading of ventilation and entry of day light for the easy working sewer trolley should be use for if available. Otherwise, if he should be carried or dragged along the sewer and hauled up by means of bowling line. Being assisted by the man at the bottom of the body by the climbing on the ladder. All lamps used in the sewer for illumination purposes must be a spark-proof type. As soon as the victim is rescued, he should be given artificial respiration and be sent to a hospital. Now, next is rescue procedure in the presence of the poisonous gases. It is well known if respiration ceases either from the inefficiency of the oxygen in the atmosphere or from some physical causes, life cannot be maintained. The fact that atmosphere cannot safely be breathed with will be due to one or two main causes. Oxygen want or presence of the poison or irritant. At the fires, smoke of the varying density with the solid particles in the suspension may affect the breathing considerably. In addition, carbon monoxide may also be present. Many other gases may also be encountered. Example, ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, sulfide dioxide, fumes from the paint and other industrial process, petrol fumes and fumes from the extinguishers of the CTC or MB. When the firefighting or special services such as a sewer rescues or the finding the leakage of the gas in some industrial plant, firefighters may be required to work in atmosphere which are both oxygen deficient or toxic and poisonous. To survive in such conditions, the firefighter must wear a breathing apparatus. It is important that every firefighter is not only adequately trained and thoroughly understand the procedure in all its respects, but also that he faithfully and meticulously carries out the procedure at fire. For the success of the operation, it is not only his own safety but that of his colleagues with whom he may be working. It is not sufficient for the firefighter to be completely confident in their ability to work with the breathing apparatus in the hazardous conditions. They must also have a full confidence that control and support arrangement outside the building are behind the deep approach. Success of the breathing apparatus work depends on the teamwork and the incumbent on all the ensure that they are competent and fully conversant with their breathing apparatus and with the procedure for its use. Next topic, that is a rescue problem and rescue procedure in case of highway accident. The first officer to arrive at a rescue incident may well be find number of the willing helpers endeavoring to assist trapped persons, each one of the opinion that his method is the best, unless they are achieving the satisfactory result. Helpers should be requested to stand clear while calm but careful inspection of the situation is made. Taking into account the rescuer equipment available or on the way, the planned action should be made and put out in operation at once. Request for the assistance in the form of appliances and equipment should be made as soon as possible. Where the appropriate alternative method should be considered and where the practical or incorporated into the main plan. It is important, however, not constantly chop and change the plan of action. This is assessment of the situation and officer in charge should be concerned with the following tasks. Ensuring the continued safety to his personnel and equipment. Dealing with any fires in vehicles where the persons are trapped. Dealing with any other fires. Taking note of special risks such as vehicles carrying the dangerous substances. Making an inspection of the incident to ascertain the number of the location and of the person who are actually trapped in the vehicle. And number of persons who are not trapped but who will require the medical aid. Considering the order of the procedure in the dealing with the casualties. Organizing and directing the personnel and equipment to the vehicle and where the persons are trapped. Considering the anywhere, further special equipment will be required for the extraction of the casualties. Deciding whether to move the casualty to the place of safety whilst awaiting the arrival of the ambulance. Cooperating with other emergency services in the removal of the casualties from the scene as soon as possible, though search must be made to locate the casualties and assess the extent of injuries. It should be remembered that casualties are not always confined to the crash vehicles and valuable information can be often obtained from the witnesses of the accident as to the whereabouts of injured persons. Some of them may have been taken into the nearby property. There are 6 units in this first book. Topics covered in these books are greatly essential for the student of the certificate in the fire safety engineering management. To understand the discipline, to develop the leadership quality, to identify the different symbols of the fire services, draw the different signs and symbols for the fire services, to assist in different emergencies, implement and conduct training program. Thank you.